This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. International alarm over the weekend shelling of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear complex grew on Monday as Kyiv and Moscow traded blame for the attacks while seeking to address fears that their battle for control of the plant might trigger catastrophe. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres calling any attack on a nuclear plant a quote-unquote suicidal thing, demanded that UN nuclear inspectors be given access. Ukraine blamed Russia for weekend attacks around the complex, which is still being run by Ukrainian technicians. It said three radiation sensors were damaged and two workers injured by shrapnel. The U.S. is pledging a massive new arms shipment to Ukraine as analysts warn Russia is gearing up to stop a Ukrainian counteroffensive in the south. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's $1 billion worth of rockets, ammunition, and other arms under what's called presidential drawdown authority, coming straight from Pentagon arms stocks.
This is the largest single drawdown of U.S. arms and equipment utilizing this authority to date.
Pentagon policy chief Colin Call says the new shipment will give Ukrainians more of what they've been using so effectively in trying to stop Russian forces from seizing more ground. The latest aid brings the U.S. total to roughly $9 billion since the invasion began more than 6 months ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel reopened border crossings into Gaza on Monday following an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire with the militant Islamic Jihad group that ended the most serious outbreak of fighting around the volatile Palestinian enclave in more than a year. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in South Africa, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration sees Africa's 54 nations as equal partners in tackling global problems. Blinken said at the University of Pretoria in a speech detailing the Biden administration's policies for Africa. Blinken said the United States and African nations must work together to achieve shared priorities, such as recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, creating broad-based economic opportunities, addressing the climate crisis, expanding energy access, revitalizing democracies, and strengthening the free and open international order. The United States top diplomat is in South Africa as part of a three-nation tour of Africa, including Congo and Rwanda. More than 30 rebel and opposition factions signed a peace pact with Chad's transitional authorities on Monday, agreeing to join broader talks after years of turmoil, though the most powerful insurgent group refused to take part. Delegates meeting in Doha broke into applause after the rebels agreed to cease fire and participate in a national dialogue that Chad's leader has said could pave the way to elections in the Central African country. But the Front for Change and Concord in Chad, a Libya-based group that threatened to march in the capital last year, quickly rejected the deal, saying negotiators had not listened to its demands, including for the release of prisoners. Hong Kong is adjusting its strict coronavirus quarantine rules for overseas arrivals, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Hong Kong leader John Lee says that after considering the data and risk factors, the city will reduce its mandatory hotel quarantine from 1 week down to 3 days. The policy, taking effect Friday, is the shortest period it's been since the start of the pandemic, although health officials there say the change comes during an increase in infections. Travelers must quarantine in a designated hotel, then undergo 4 days of medical surveillance, during which their movements will be restricted. Along with mainland China, it's one of the few places still requiring a quarantine to guard against travelers bringing in COVID-19. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, international alarm over the weekend shelling of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear complex grew on Monday as Kyiv and Moscow traded blame for the attacks while seeking to address fears that their battle for control of the plant might trigger catastrophe. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres calling any attack on a nuclear plant a quote-unquote suicidal thing, demanded UN nuclear inspectors be given access. Reported by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.